Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting second. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rich Wortham. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting second. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The DH, Lenny Randle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Brad Goulden. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Catfish Hunter. And now, play ball. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mercer. Squires reaches second base with a double. Mercer throws the ball into Randolph, who relays the ball to Nettles, who tags Squires trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer strikes out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington takes first base on ball four. Lemon moves to second. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive to left field. Piniella throws towards Randolph. Randolph fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Randolph. Lemon scores. Washington goes all the way around to score. Pryor moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Goulden settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Squires hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. prior scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is called out on strikes. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Horta reaches second base with a double. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horta scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Don Hood now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it and throws to second for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a line drive towards third. Nettles catches it and throws to first to double up Washington. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brad Goulden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goulden hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0-for-1 in the game. Randolph hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Squires moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 2 in the game. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Hood covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 1 in the game. Piniella hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Torres pinch hits for Claudel Washington. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing right field. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. May fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Randle hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brad Goulden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goulden is 0 for 1 in the game. Goulden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0 for 2 in the game. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Squires for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Bell pinch hits for Jorge Horta. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Kevin Bell now playing third base. Jim Morrison now playing second base. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 2 in the game. Chambliss hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from May and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Lemon hits a line drive towards short. Dent reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres takes first base on ball 4. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pryor takes first base on ball 4. Torres moves to second. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Piniella throws the ball into Randolph, who tags May trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Torres scores. Pryor moves to third. It's 5-1, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees won. The Yankees will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brad Gulden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulden is 0-for-2 in the game. Gulden takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-2 in the game. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Clay now pitching. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-3 in the game. Morrison strikes out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Squires is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Bannister hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0-for-3 in the game. Randolph hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-3 in the game. Mercer hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Piniella hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and New York Yankees, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.